is my prize. Yeah, need some every now and then. Good evening, Twin Cities, and welcome to KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. Good evening. I am Shimmer, and I use she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns in the studio, and next to me is the one and only DJ Daddy Rocks.
What's up?
How's it going, Rox?
It's going. How's it going with you, Sharon?
Oh, you know, just hanging in there. I've been up since 4:15 this morning.
Because you had three radio shows today. Three.
I had three radio shows.
Because you are a broadcaster.
I get up on Thursdays at 3:15 on the dot.
Yeah.
And my day generally is, it starts out with getting up and I try to drink water. And then I try to sit and just write. And then I get ready for the morning and I leave my place around 4:30, 4:45.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So
wow. That's like a lot, friend.
It's pretty crazy, to be honest with you. I don't know how I do it. I don't know if I just, you know, I'm always afraid that I'm not going to wake up. I always feel like I'm not going to wake up and I'm going to be late. And usually I'm here about five. I get here about 5:15-ish.
Wow. You get here early for an early show.
Yeah. Wow. I get here really super early. And then I sit in the studio, and then it's actually kind of dark in here, which is really nice too. So I really love that. I love doing that. And then at 6 a.m. I get it going, and I'm kind of tired, but then I'm already like full of energy at like 6:15.
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome.
Even the thought of that made me cough.
Yes.
Like that is like way early. But I know it can be done. I used to work on an ambulance service and our shift started at 4 a.m. and it was all the way in Arlen Hills. So I had a little bit of a drive every morning. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've been there, done that.
I've been there, done that. You know, it is a thing, like, you know, your body can get used to lots, right? Because our bodies are pretty resilient, but that's early.
Yes, it's like super, super early. And sometimes I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, what is going on? And, you know, I don't know how I do it, but then sometimes I kind of, you know, when I leave the station at 8 a.m., I generally then try to take a nap. I try to get a nap in.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so that's something.
Yeah. I try to get a nap in, and then I'm like, okay, it's pretty good. I try to get a nap in, but sometimes I don't because I'm so busy. Then, like, when I leave, I'm not ready to sleep. I'm not ready to take a nap. I'm already full of energy.
Well, I can see why, child, because that's so early. But, you know, you're committed. You're dedicated.
Yes.
And, you know, I think early morning drive time is like super, super good.
I love it, but I always have to go to bed at like, I try to go to bed on Wednesdays at like 8:30. 8:30 on Wednesdays, and then I try to get up, 3:15. 3:15 is when I get up.
That's super, super early.
So, yeah. How was your day?
My day was really good. Really good. Today, the city of Minneapolis recognized Trans Day of Visibility, which was last week. And I think that was a great way to start the day. Yeah. Lots of people showed up for it. Even your bestie was there.
Really? Shout out to Nomi Gnomes. So you were pretty much in a meeting all day?
Yeah, I was in a meeting pretty much all day.
Okay, I think the levels. Okay,
levels,
we had to...
Levels, we had to do a little level check.
A little level check. There we go.
Okay.
I think we got it.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh. Wait. Okay. Sorry. You know, this is what happens sometimes in radio.
It is.
It happens. So, okay. So you were downtown.
I was downtown.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then was it like a meeting? Was there like awards presented?
I didn't go downtown. I spoke too soon. The event was downtown. It was down at City Hall.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, the council members got together, whoever made the proclamation, and then, you know, boom, there it is. They read it, you know. Whoa, I'm clipping really bad. People make it the announcement, and there you are. I don't know what the proclamation said off the top of my head, but it was there. It was good. And people showed up to have it read. Shore got to do their thing. There are people from different city offices. Jason Chavez's office was there. Lots of different council members were there. And so I think it was a good start to the day. And then I had several meetings, you know, did the thing. And here we are. I got to meet with folks from the Transgender Law Center. So big shout out to the folks at TLC. They're going to be, you know, doing an amazing conference here this summer. And so we got to have a little meeting with them and talk about, you know, some of the components of this 3-day workshop that's going to be happening in our fair city. And then I got to, like, end my, like, work day, quote unquote, with you, Shim.
I know. I was excited. I'm like, I haven't seen Rox in such a long time. And I am excited because I want to talk about something that I saw a couple of days ago on Instagram. Mm. I pulled it up on Instagram and I see that you are the recipient of the Andrea Jenkins Legacy 2026 Award.
I am.
Congratulations.
So much, Shimmer. It feels really good to be like walking in the steps of somebody like Andrea.
Yeah.
She is an amazing, amazing person. And she's my friend and a neighbor. And, you know, she did a great job as a council member, you know, and accomplished a lot of things. Not only for South Minneapolis, for the city as a whole, and for trans people, you know, being the first out trans black elected official, like in the nation, that's like huge. And so, you know, to follow in her footsteps in so many different ways, including this great honor on the birthday bash celebration for Queer Space Collective. You know, it just feels really good. And to, you know, be able to be the second ever recipient of this award, followed right behind Andrea as the inaugural recipient of the award, feels really good. I was also honored as a torchbearer. 50 folks from across the country were nominated by a committee of special individuals, and we were all given this honor of torchbearer. And so I'm super psyched about that. And I just got asked to keynote for a college lavender celebration. And so, you know, it's that time of the year, spring's popping. My palm is itching, maybe because I need some money, and it's like telling me maybe it's going to come soon.
It's going to come for sure.
I hope so. I hope so. So it feels like it's a good little week. This week ends with the Moxie Awards.
Yeah.
And so that'll be a fun event to attend and cheer people on getting their awards there. And we've had some really great meetings about building this trans shelter in town. And, you know, I think it's also that time when Pride is taking their, you know, kind of final vendors, and all the artists have submitted their applications. You got yours in. We have a great and amazing lineup of artists to be on the Power to the People stage. Now, I can't say anybody specific yet because we don't have those contracts signed. But I will just say, we have some acts that have been on the stage since the very first time the stage ever was opened. We have artists who you've never heard of who are coming right here from the Twin Cities and globally.
Wow.
That's a head shaker.
Right?
We had over 150 applications. Wow. For the different stages. And so, you know, we're in that process now of jurying those applications. And soon we'll be, you know, releasing who's on what stage at what time, so everybody can plan and be in the park and have that knowledge about what stage they want to show up for.
I'm excited to find out who's going to be on the stages. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. I know you said that we can't announce it quite yet, but I know that there are going to be some major acts.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited.
100%.
And
my level's super off, isn't it?
Yeah, no, only the host mic is working right now.
Oh.
Oh.
You can play music or talk through, share that mic for the moment.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
we're going to get real close. Hey, we're going to get real close. Sorry about that, everyone. You know, it happens in radio. But I'm excited about this Birthday Bash 2026. Rocks, congratulations. And this award recognizes outstanding individuals who exemplify Andrea Jenkins' legacy and fierce advocacy for trans youth, especially Black trans youth. And when I saw this, I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, I'm like, yes, Rocks. It's just, I love it. It's on Instagram. I'm so proud of you. You deserve it.
Thanks, Shimmer. I really, really appreciate it. We're sharing a mic. We're super, super close today up in the studio, and we love it.
Yes, we do. Look at that awesome, awesome, awesome post on Instagram. And is there an event for this as well?
There is an event. It's going to be held on their birthday bash. You can, you know, check out more on Queer Space Collective. You can get your tickets there. It's going to be a fun, fun event. And, you know, this is a celebration of Queer Space Collective and
all the amazing hard work they do, mentoring, being with, giving space to queer young people, because they need that. Yeah.
I'm excited. I definitely am going to be there. And I'm just so proud of you. And like I tell everyone, I'm giving rocks their flowers because they definitely deserve it. And I'm also proud of you for the being one of the torchbearers. Heavy. I bet it's heavy. Is it heavy?
I don't know. I haven't gotten it yet because, you know, this award ceremony was in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
And I didn't go because it costs a lot of money right now to fly. Mm-hmm. And going to Washington takes a lot of energy. There's a lot of stuff happening in that city right now. We had just, you know, started this conflict that we're in with Iran, and I seriously didn't feel super safe flying as a black, queer, trans individual. It felt super scary to me, and also, you know, it cost like $500 to $1,000 to fly to Washington, D.C. Now, I do have good friends in Washington, so I could have stayed at one of my friends' house, and that would have been cool, but it's still going to cost me, you know, like over $500 to fly there, and I just don't have that money.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. And also, this keynote speaker, congratulations on that as well.
Yeah.
Should we go into a song?
Let's do it.
Okay. We'll go into a song, and then when we come back, we'll get this figured out here. I feel like we should play some Stevie Wonder.
I mean, why not?
Let's see. All right. Give me 1 second. You're listening to KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. And this is Fresh Fruit. We'll be back in just a moment on KFAI.
Thank you.
You are listening to KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial, community-powered radio, Fresh Root and Rare Productions. I'm your girl, Shimmer, and next to me is DJ Daddy Rocks.
What's up?
Finally, I think we got it to work. I think that's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
So we got one mic, two mics. Check, check, mic one, two.
Check, check, check. Oh, we're back now. Okay, back. Awesome, awesome.
Look at that. Great. Station management.
Yes.
Yes.
Shout out. Thanks to Miguel and Nora.
Yeah, coming in, making things A-okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you have a lot going on. You are going to be a keynote speaker.
I'm going to be a keynote speaker.
And you are the 2026 Andrea Jenkins recipient.
I am.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And then the torchbearer.
And I'm a torchbearer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's so awesome.
I'm so glad that all of these great things are coming to you. You know, I tell everyone, and if our listeners are tuning in, how shamazing Rox is, and they need all the love and celebration. So I'm super, super excited. All of these shamazing things are coming for you. Super, super honored.
Yeah, I feel really honored too. We had an amazing conversation on Monday night with the folks from the Transcendence Care Network, and we had a full house at the Cutie Castle. It was no room at all to stand. People had great conversation. Folks ate food. Folks came back into conversation. And we talked a lot about what it takes for us to stay safe, what it takes for us to stay free, how we find liberation in community, and how we stand up for one another. And, you know, sometimes folks like you and me and Andrea get this great honor of standing up and speaking up when other people can't. This allows us to have really great opportunities. And so I feel really grateful for my community. And I feel really grateful for my family, like you.
Oh,
you know,
thank
I
you.
Consider you part of my family.
Yes.
Sometimes we get to travel together. Sometimes we cry together. Sometimes we feel really super frustrated together.
Yes.
And sometimes we get to hold space together for other community members, for the Cutie Connections group. And so I just feel really honored and feel like, you know, it gives space for the next group of people. And when I see those folks stepping into their space and their honor, it feels really good. Like in my feed this week, I got an old Facebook picture of me and you from more than 10 years ago.
I saw that.
Right here in this station. Early on.
Yeah, it was like Baby Shimmer.
It was Baby
Shimmer.
It was Baby Shimmer.
It was like Shimmer in training. Like,
yes.
I was sitting there studying you doing the board.
Yes.
I remember.
I was running the board.
Oh my gosh.
And you weren't.
Right.
You know, when you were away last month at your show.
Yeah.
And I jumped on the board. I was like, oh, wait. Good thing Miguel was here because I can't even remember what I was doing wrong. And Miguel came in and had to show me. Oh, I think because I'm used to the mic for the DJ being on a different line. I'm just talking away. And I'm on the wrong mic. But I got it right together. And we had a good show. And you had a good show.
I did.
All the queers were there.
Oh, gosh. All the queers.
Yes.
All the fabulous, you know, all the gayness, the beautiful transness. Yes. The queer tabulous individuals were at Cardi B. Okay.
I can't do it.
Okay. You know, it's taken me like almost 20 years to roll my R's.
I mean, I can sometimes roll my R's, but it's hard for me to do that when it's like a word that there's not an R in. There's no R in okay. So it throws my mind off or something. I don't know.
It was so fun. And I can't really say half the stuff that she said on stage.
I know you can't,
you know, because we're on air.
Right.
But I will tell you, she's a performer. And she had on all these really, like, awesome outfits. She had, so at the very end, she had on, like, this futuristic, like, outer space light up. It was, like, all silver.
That's going to be the new thing this year.
And remember Lightbright?
Yeah.
Okay, it literally lit up like the game, okay. Like the game Lightbright.
I love it.
And I wanted to wear it.
I feel like this is the theme. I've seen lots of people who are doing house ball. I don't know if you follow like Dawn and those guys from Vogue down Minneapolis, but the last couple, shout out to Dawn, the last couple of outfits I've seen them wear have been very light, brighty. They light up different colors and they're super shiny. They look very Tron-like, very like futuristic. Head glow, body glow, and shininess underneath the glow. Yeah.
I saw
some of those shots of Cardi B. You were close.
Yes.
You were close.
So, okay. So it was interesting. So Bestie Best, shout out to Nomi. We got tickets like way back for gifts. And so when we got the tickets, we got there. They changed the entire seating stage.
Oh,
so everybody, like half the arena,
Was discombobulated.
Oh, no. So when we got to our seats, there were already individuals sitting in those seats that actually were like official seats, but it was a lot. So we had to go all the way back to the box office and kind of stand in this long line.
Oh, no.
And then we got sashayed away by some like heavy like floor employees.
Uh-huh.
And so they walked us and they're like, okay, well you can sit here. We went up there. We couldn't sit there because it was crowded. So finally Bestie Best and I were just like, we literally were like, we're just going to go. We stood there.
Push our way up to the front.
We sure did.
Okay. That's how you got to do.
Yes.
Now see, this is what, you know, some folks that are younger than me, I'll say, like, there's not very much general admission anymore. It's not so much a thing at concerts. But when I was coming up, some of the best seats were general admission. The trick was to get to the stadium early. So people would line up at the stadium the day before so they could get close. And then you just push away. This is why they don't do general admission anymore. I'm guessing it's too dangerous because people just be pushing, they be pushing. But I got to see some concerts really up close, including our very own Prince, with that concept of, you know, you get in line first, you get a better seat. Now is like who can buy the highest price ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And when I've looked at some of these tickets lately, we're talking $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 for a ticket. That's like rent. That's like a couple bills.
That's like your car notes.
That's a car note.
Your rent.
That's car note, rent, and insurance sometimes.
And groceries.
Okay.
I mean, literally, it's... And sometimes I'm like, and then you buy those tickets and you're like, okay, what's in it? And then you're going to like, wait, it wasn't really all that cracked up. And then
Cardi B was.
Oh my gosh.
Cardi B was.
It was amazing. Mm. Literally the glamour, the costumes. Because, you know, I love costumes. I loved the costumes.
It looked like there was a lot of changes, costume changes.
Yes. Okay. The crystal placements were amazing. I mean,
literally. You're talking about crystal placements.
Yes.
I love you.
The crystal placements, the feather boas.
Okay.
I mean, she did the salsa.
Ooh, I bet that was hot.
It was hot. It was really hot. And, you know, she came and I can't say what she said. All I know is that it was really cold out. And, you know, she said a few choice words. And
it was really cold, and
yes,
forget that water that freezes hard.
Right.
Yeah.
And they had Cardi B water that night.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Did you get some Cardi B water?
I did not get
How much was the Cardi B water? $21.95?
Lower. You're close.
Okay. 20.
You're lower.
$18.50.
You're lower.
$15.50.
Lower.
Oh, we playing the Price is Right game.
They're playing the Price is
$11.25.
Right. Close.
$11.
Lower.
$10.
Bingo.
Wow. $10 for water. Okay, well, do you get, is the bottle like a bottle that you could keep?
It was a cheesy plastic bottle that just had a label on it.
Okay. Yeah. But you could drink the water and then...
You could drink the water, and then if you really wanted to rip the label off, you could keep the label.
You could keep the label. Or you could put some sparkly tin foil inside.
Take it and laminate it as a piece of memorabilia.
Yeah.
That would have been really awesome.
Yeah. Did you get any memorabilia?
I did. I got a Cardi B shirt.
Okay.
And for me, when I go to concerts, I always loved getting the concert, the tour books.
Yeah.
But they didn't have any tour books.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's a thing in the past, kind of like general admission. I usually get, if I can, I get a wax or LP piece of vinyl.
Yeah.
I got the last one I got was Kendrick Lamar's. Yeah.
But I would love to get the LP, but they didn't have those either. I would have got one.
Yeah. Who is an artist that you are really interested in seeing that you haven't seen?
Oh, gosh. I'm really loving the artist Olivia Dean.
Okay.
Olivia Dean, she's from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
BIPOC artist, and I've actually been following for over 5 years.
Okay.
She was on the UK version of Pop Idol.
Okay.
And she, I believe, was in the top five and made it all the way to the finale. And then she released a couple of albums over there. And then she really got into, like, the jazz music genre.
Oh.
So.
See, you're just like, you the pop culture queen.
Yes, I.
Yes, Shimmer is the pop culture queen. Oh, yep. Stars and hearts for that on the live. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I love Olivia Dean. Olivia Dean would be somebody that I would love to see in concert. And I would love to see Lil' Kim.
Okay, now
Lil' Kim.
I would definitely go see Lil' Kim.
I've always wanted to see Lil' Kim in concert. We saw Da Brat.
Big Frida.
Rod Digga.
We hung out with Rod Digga.
Yes.
And
we interviewed and hung out with Big Frida.
Yes, we did. Those were fun days.
Yes.
I feel like we're going to have a couple more of those fun days in June.
I can't wait.
Don't you think so?
I know we're going to.
Don't you think so, Dan Glover?
Yes. Dan, I know that there's going to be some really awesome.
There is.
We're awesome, have some names coming.
Great performances. I'm not going to say who it is because, you know, like I said earlier, we don't have that contract. But whatever time this person goes on the stage, the men in particular, the dolls in particular, those folks who really like a super buff washboard chest and belly, they gonna be in the line.
Okay,
you're definitely not going to take your break during this time.
I'm going to be in line.
You are going to be off the stage in front of this person. They are so sizzly.
And you know Shimmer loves sizzly.
I'm going to show you who it is at the show.
Okay, I can't wait.
This is how shimmery this person is. I showed this person to our friend who is one that can rap and rhyme. You know who I'm talking about. And they looked at it, they listened to the lyrics, and then they went over to the couch at the Cutie Castle and they were gone for like 45 minutes diving into this person's website, their music, their photos. Yes, That is how they are. Mm-hmm. It like seriously, I have a little bit of like, if I had a handkerchief, I'd be, you know, dapping the corner of my mouth because he is delicious.
Oh my gosh,
divine!
I can't wait.
Yeah, you can't.
I definitely am going to be in that line for sure.
I think I'll be
the first person.
Shimmer's on break right now. Nobody bother them.
Oh.
Do not. This is Shimmer's chair.
Yeah. Right
in the front of the stage. Yes. And we have favorites that you've seen on the stage from the very beginning. I'm looking forward to this year's Pride. I think it's going to be super fun, super special. And we got a lot to celebrate after being in the park 25 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I still remember the drag queen who came off the stage. She was a black trans woman, very hurt. You know, her ego got crushed from being told that she couldn't be on that stage. And she really demanded that our organization do something about it. We were one of the only organizations representing people of color at the park. And that year, because, you know, our whole goal was to attract men of color to our tent, we had a giant phallus. And we had little shot glasses with little tiny phalluses in them so that people could, you know, bounce a quarter for a fundraiser. And when she saw that, she came running towards us as people of color, as maybe fun and campy group, and said, you know, I have been performing in lots of stages and this happens to us as black and people of color performers a lot, where we get kicked off the stage, our time gets shortened, we don't get to do our full slot, people want to criticize our outfits, our song choices. And she had just had it. And she really demanded that we do something about it. And, you know, I'm lucky enough that I had the kind of boss who said, okay, what do you want to do? And gave us time to dream and energy behind that dream, and showed up with us to the Twin Cities Pride board meetings, and showed up to P Fund and Headwaters and these different philanthropic type organizations to say, hey, this is a thing worth putting some investment in. And here we are 25 years later, those investments really paid off because we have one of the most remarkable stages at Pride. People come to our area with a blanket in the morning and they spread out their blanket and they camp there all day. And they go and they walk around and they come back to their blanket. And it's like a home base for them. And they get to see beautiful music. And there's tablers there who cater to people of color. And so we create this environment by people of color, for people of color. And this year, it's going to be super special because we want to honor Nick. And Nick is the person who said, what's your dream? What do you want to do? What do you want this to be like? And at the time, there was one place that kind of really stuck out at Pride, and that was Out Front. And Out Front had this coffee place, you know, you could come and get a cup of coffee, kind of stand around and socialize. And we said, we want that for people of color. We don't necessarily want to stand around and drink coffee, but we want to have a place where we can meet, where we know to go in the park, where we know there's going to be some ceremony to start the day off. We're going to have artists of color on that stage, and we're going to have people tabling that cater to people of color. And that's what we did. And it took some things, right? It wasn't that easy. Twin Cities Pride sometimes didn't get why we need to be there. I will say that, you know, since the director of Twin Cities Pride, who's there now, Andy has never asked me really, like, in a way of, why does Power to the People need to be there? Like, he kind of gets it. He's asked me things like, how is it important? I want you to share that with me. Like, he wants me to, you know, remind of the story and share why we're there, but never in a way like, oh, I don't know why people of color need their own separate area. Because it's not one separate, it's within the framework of the park, but it is our own area, and we've been given the creative license to make it our own area. And so this year we're going to make it our own area again, and we're going to do that really by honoring Nick Metcalf and all the people that really helped make that space what it is. Some of those people have gone on, you know, they're different energy in our atmosphere. You know, people like Adonis Rags Clay, great poets who have been on our stage, who are no longer walking on this realm, like Brandon Lacey Campos. Just really powerful people. People who are on to stardom, you know, people who have pretty common names, household names, like Lizzo.
Dua Sala.
Frenchie Davis.
Mm.
You know, we've had
Kevin Chaos Moore.
We've had Lynx players come and hang out.
None above,
right?
We've
Nerd D.
Ashley DeVoe,
yeah.
Maria Issa.
Okay. Yes. Andrea Jenkins. The Lioness.
Oh my gosh.
You know, on and on and on. E.B. Marie. Sonny. Lieutenant Sonny.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Sonny. What an amazing artist, you know, that's an individual I've known since like they were 15 and rocking the mic then.
Soul Rebel Ross,
you know, these amazing, amazing artists who are still kicking up art, who are still doing the daggone thing and being amazing. Stephanie Booker, mm-hmm. AKA, what is their pen name? Athena Persephone. You know, we've had these amazing artists on our stage. And
DJ Mickey Breeze. Kenna Cotman.
Okay, let's not forget Kenna. Okay, now, you know, Kenna for the last several years has come on stage and has set this tone that is just like magic, right? Before a bunch of artists come on, and in the last couple years has set up for artists, right? We had the amazing Mixie Da Beats, right? The list goes on and on, you know, Black Phoenix.
Brian Bose.
Tim is a rocker.
Yes.
Aries Firebomb. You know, just like on and on. Larry Prince.
Big Kia.
Yes, Big Kia. Let's not forget Big Kia. They call him the Naughty Boy.
Cool Breed.
Some people call him Larry Bell. Mm. Right? We've had all these amazing artists, and this year is not going to be any different. You're going to be up there, Shimmer.
I am.
You're going to be up there,
yes.
Singing. No. Will you sing?
Well, I don't think, I think the crowd would walk away.
Oh, what about, you do performance, though. I've seen you up there on the TikTok.
Listen, if I really put my mind to it, I could do it. I feel like I could put a good performance.
I
did a lip sync battle.
You did.
I got runner up.
You did. That was a fun deal.
That was super fun.
Yeah. What did Buckland do for that?
He did Janelle Monáe.
Oh, yeah.
Monáe.
Yeah, yeah. I got so excited, I popped on my mic.
Yes. But,
oh, yeah, that was such a good performance.
It was so fun.
So good.
Oh, yeah. I had such a great time. He got the iconic
like golden microphone.
Yeah. Speaking of golden, y'all, look, just look at these nails for the folks that are on the live feed. They are gold, sparkly, lame. I mean, pop. Wow. Dang. Just like blingity bling bling.
They are shimmer glitzes.
Yes, they are.
Shimmer glitzes.
Shimmer glitzes. Oh, you got all the love and stars on that one.
Thank
you. Everybody's blowing that one up.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Yes, we've had so many shamazing artists on the stage. Now, if I
let's really name a couple more.
A couple more.
Hildy
was on there. We've had Ilwin.
Ilwin. We've had Erica Fritz and the Hawaiian love band that she brought.
We've had, let's see, so many names.
So many names.
Are on the tip of my tongue. I am just trying to.
Lady Midnight.
Lady Midnight, who I love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lady Midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Davis, Oz, and the Diaspora.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
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 His name.
Joe Davis.
Yeah, Joe Davis.
Yes.
Joe Davis.
Jamecia Bennett.
Sounds of Blackness.
No, we haven't had Sounds of Blackness, but that would be awesome.
But we've had Jamecia Bennett.
Yes.
Okay.
And we've had... parties where we got to see Shaka perform. We
Makiva
had so many. We've had Chastity Brown.
Mm.
We've had Sally Nixon. We've had
Janata.
We've had Janata Petrus. So many. Artist. We've had DJs.
Marco Davis.
Yeah.
Desdemona.
One of the early MC rockers.
Yes.
Got up there a few times and slung the words around, all around the Mulberry Bush. Yes.
Samuk Devangse.
Have we had Samuk
Devangse? We've had Samuk Devangse.
Yes.
Poet.
Yes.
Love Samukta.
Yes. So many. So many. What was that group last year? DXR? Dance music something. So good. So good.
Tadao.
And Tadao has brought many artists. You know, another artist that's gone on, Midnight, you know, amazing performer, somebody who got up and did emceeing, somebody who came and brought artists, and Midnight was one of these stars from that artist that used to work at the cafe named Tony. And Tony brought a fashion show that she created called The Fashion Scene Over South. And that was the first fashion show that we ever had on the Power to the People stage. And David was one of those folks who dressed up Midnight. You talk about a shiny, sparkly body, like a brick, blah, blah, blah. David was one of those characters, and he always had an amazing group of artists that he wanted to bring on stage from his crew, the Soda Boys. Big love, shout out, RIP to Midnight. Yeah, he's a good one.
Trey DeMarc.
So many artists. So I hope that you're going to be in town.
Steel.
Yes. Jazz Steel and their cousin, you already said, Kobe.
Yeah, and Makiva, performer, Raquel. Makiva.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Charmaine, a.k.a.
Yes.
So we've had a lot of... the drag performers of our community, like True Jen.
Bibi Zahara Benet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The first ever RuPaul's Drag Race winner.
Yes. Was one of the original people on the Power to the People stage.
Mm.
Back when Men of Color was still in existence. Bibi is somebody who would often stop by. Oh, speaking of people who often stop by the Power to the People area, I'm supposed to give a big shout out and loving hug to you, which I will deliver after the show, from our friend B.
Oh, B, I love B.
B always comes to the Power to the People area.
When B comes, like when she sees me, her eyes are just lit up. She's just full of joy.
She's one of those.
She's amazing. I love her.
She's one of those people. She's so sweet. That's just like part of our community. Yes. She is a constant. She's a constant. It's going to be warm here soon, Shimmer.
Sunday is going to be in the 70s.
What besides Pride are you looking forward to for the time, these 3 months that we have in Minnesota, where it's warm, where it's nice, where you can get out there and wear a floofy summer dress or whatever?
I want to walk around trails and parks.
Oh, okay.
I actually love to walk around parks and trails. Now, I actually don't do it as much as I used to because, of course, with safety and things like that, being by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I love to actually just walk and take in the cool natural air.
Okay, how do you feel about water? Do you like water?
I like water.
Are you afraid of water? Do you like to be on the water?
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of water. I'm not afraid of a boat or a ship. I'm not a great swimmer.
Okay.
So, like, you know, and that's been a fear. Like, you know, you and I have had a conversation. Like, I am petrified of, like, swimming.
Crocagators,
right? I'll look at a crocagator from like
but
a
you don't want to get in a lake where there one
no,
might be.
No. Yeah, they can stay far away.
Yeah.
Right? But, and I know that like I'm afraid to swim, but I actually love, like, I would love to go like on a cruise ship.
Okay.
I've never been on a cruise ship before.
Okay.
Ever.
I have mixed feelings about cruise ships because they are so bad for our environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will say that if you are going with people who are differently abled, like they have mobility stuff, a ship is really good because there's elevators and there are lots of accessibility features. And so if you're going like with parents or if you're going with kids, I think a ship is one of those things where there's lots of activities for lots of people. I think most of the time on, you know, most of the cruises, the food's not always that great. But there's always fun stuff to do. So I would like to go on a super gay cruise because the ones that I've been on are a little more family oriented and that's been fine. And I've gone with a group of queerdos on a cruise for my friend Loretta's wedding. And that was fun because there was a group of us. But I would like to go on a thing where the whole cruise is queer.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I am also sort of afraid to go on a ship because I'm afraid it would get lost.
Oh, you know, ship would get lost?
Yes. Oh. So
they know where they're going.
Yeah.
They got GPS.
So that would be another thing. But definitely, and I want to go to like jewelry trade shows.
Oh, child, they have those right on the boat.
Yes.
They have those on the boat. And they're, yes, I could see, yes. I probably spent at least 1 good hour. I have to double check with Ann on this because I might be underbidding myself a bit. But I probably spent, I'm going to just say an hour and a half looking at the different watches that they had.
Wow.
Because they had, you know, like regular Timex, they had, you know, Swiss precision. They had high functioning, high end, you know, designer type, thousands of dollar type watches. And man, I didn't end up buying a watch, but there were lots of fibers in my being that were like, just go ahead, buy the watch. It'll be fine. Just buy the watch. Go ahead. Just get the watch. You deserve the watch. But my pocketbook was like, you barely gonna make it out this cruise alive, okay? You'd be lucky if you have $5 when you get out of here without buying a watch. So I didn't end up buying a watch. But there's lots of jewelry on a cruise. You would have so much fun. And sunglasses, bags, yes. Yes, you would have a great time. It is, I'm not even going to say this idea, but somebody should do a cruise to cater to folks like you and Nomi, because I think you would have so much fun.
I would love to go. Mm-hmm. I would love to go. But definitely, I want to walk around parks and trails.
Okay.
And I hope it rains a lot more this year, because I'm a rain person.
Okay, that's real. We do, you know, the earth does need rain. And there's lots of places that are droughty. You know, we're pretty lucky in Minnesota. We don't stay super, super dry. But I feel like, especially up north, they could always use some extra love, some extra water. I cannot believe that we're at the top of the hour already, Shimmer.
We are 3 minutes away.
3 minutes away.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you got your person that you've been fanning out,
yes,
about. Okay. I'm excited to hear what Olivia Dean has to offer us.
She's amazing.
Okay.
She's amazing. We'll close out. I think we have to go into like one announcement.
Okay.
And then we'll play the song. We'll be back
to close out
today's show right here on Fresh Fruit on KFAI Radio.
Programming for KFAI is supported in part by The Dakota, presenting Joey Alexander Wednesday, April 29th. Jazz composer and pianist, Joey Alexander takes the Dakota stage with his latest release, Continuance. A blending of post-bop jazz with funk and soul influences, the album shows a high level of interplay among the players while still allowing for improvisation to create a vibe that's jazzy cool. More information about Joey Alexander live at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions right here on KFAI Radio. It is that time has come to an end, so we're going to go ahead and close it with Olivia Dean, one of my favorites. Man, I need to stay tuned because Travorama Fa 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 is up next right here on KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. We'll see you next month, and have a great evening. Have a great Thursday. Peace. Best.